그런 so how to do a character Bible study. 이 once you say Abraham, then the entire whole things about Abraham. But when you read the scriptures, that when the in the scriptures, you're trying to find out these characters. So you can understand, and also you reflect yourself, and how to apply in your life. There's a more, I say, a little more practical way. So that's why I said the method of doing the character Bible study is just like the same thing, like a Bible study. Number two is do study of each of the scripture you choose to use the study question below. As example, for this hour, we can choose Genesis chapter 26, the story about Isaac. Because in Genesis chapter 26, we can find the person about Isaac is very, many of the point we can find out about Isaac. So I choose chapter 26. First, I'll give you a few minutes. You can read Genesis chapter 26, 1 to 25. 1 to 25, you can read briefly, you can read first. I think now you finished reading, right? Genesis chapter 26, you look at these passages, and 26 verse 1 says there is a famine in the land. So now Isaac think about the moving. So he moved to the mention about the city name is here, Gerald. And then after that, and then God show up to him there. So do not depart from there. And there's a story that goes on this way. And the find out in a question for the character Bible study, number one, the bottom there, the literal meaning. So he say, are you read the passage? Use the following question to try to understand the basic meanings. I'm sure because everybody knows this, you know, who, what, where, when, why, how. So, because these things you find out, you can digest yourself. The later, it helps you to explain to others, actually. And also, you can help yourself to the structure way that you can bring in your mind. So when you later you explain to your students or to using this as a first delivery messages. So once all these you find out, then it's very easier later. So you can use for as a become a good tool. So who was involved here first of all? Chapter 26. Don't be scared. Firstly, I always pick the from now on the second line, so you can be relaxed. Who is involved here? Anybody? Usually, sister is more brave. Eating is a brother is brave, but answering is sister is brave. Isaac. So Isaac is the main character here, right? So. Who else here, you know, was involved? It's, the verse 1 introduced there's a king. His name is what? Abimelech. Yeah. And also now is a God involved there too. But who was involved? Because we want to study the Isaacs. If you want to study later, we study the Isaac at the same time. We can study God too here, right? So how God dealing with the Isaacs? The focus is Isaacs. Who was involved? Isaac mainly. And what happened? What idea expressed? What are the result? Anybody? What happened? Simply. This story is a very famous story, so I'm sure you know that already. What happened? Any brother side wants to talk about what happened? What happened to Isaac? I think it's quite peaceful what happened, so nobody wants to talk about it. What happened?
Isaac lied.
He lied to King Abimelech to trying to save. And what happened is I think entire chapter what happens because Isaac's intention moved down to south. So he already moved to Gerar, and God showed up to him. So God showed up to him. Said, "Don't go down. Don't go down." So there's a challenge to Isaac. And then if you don't go down, if you stay, I will bless you. And then he stayed there. The place that you find out is surrounded by the enemies. The Gerar is a territory of... Yeah, Philistine, that's right. You know, Philistine, these people are very strong people. You know that, right? Actually, originally they came from the, I think a Hittite, which is they carry actually Iron Age is where they already started using the Iron Age is the Stone Age people stone so iron so they're using the steel they know how to use iron so they are very powerful. Do you remember when during the King Saul at that time? Actually, the Israelites, they don't have a weapon as like steel weapons. You're not sure? Yeah, they didn't have a weapon actually. So when David in a contest to the Goliath actually killed his, you know, and then it took sword, yeah, put it into God's place. That much. Actually, they didn't have that much weapon. And also every time when during the time of the judges, every time when they have cultivated the field, they have to go to the Philistine to borrow this, you know, the things to cultivate the field. But anyway, it's okay. That's not big deal here. So what happened is he stayed there, and then he stayed there for the time doesn't mention here. Have you noticed it? Time doesn't mention how many years, how many months. But what the Bible says, how long it says. It's a long time, yeah. When you suffer, 1 month is still long, but you know, just I don't know how long this one, but it is a long time. Long time means long enough to be suffer, we can say. Long enough to be stressed, we can say that. But he stayed there. He stayed there because God says so. So he stayed there. How many times of all that he received the blessing from God? 100 times fold. Good investment. You know, long enough time, but once you know you invest $10,000, long enough stay, then and the times 110, then how much is it? Is it worth it to invest, right? You think about it. This is during the time of famine. So during the recessions, how you can make money? Since with the $10,000, God says put it there. Then, you know, later on become you will be blessed. Then later, look at it, becomes 100 times fold. I'm just bringing you as a, you know, just a pictures, images. God always wants to give us. You know that, right? We know that. We find out this story when we are in the time, have a difficult times. How Isaac received the blessing. So we can, from the Isaac point of view, it is nonsense, actually. It is nonsense. If you are the situation, we are under the depression, sir. And God says, because I have an idea about something to do. Maybe you have a good business out there, you know, you can, maybe, because, but yet, it may be a little bit harm to your faith. But still, you're holding that, then it's better for you. But God says, don't take that. But you stay there, you suffer, but don't worry about it. I'll feed you. But even though it is stressful, but I'll help you. But later on, I will bless you. You know, story now can keep on changing to our life. Next. And then after that story is now, 100 times a fold is a physical blessing. That's true. Physical blessing. $1 million is good too. It is. But important thing is the later on the story. The later on the story, this one, when he was kicked out by the people there, they don't like, you know, the people around the Philistine doesn't like him, so they kick him out. So he moved out. How many times did he move to looking for the waters from the ground? Two times? Three times? Three times he moves. And then no more they follow him. No more they follow him. We know that, right? They no more follow him. We find, you can think about his Isaac's, you know, a character from there. Three times move. What's the name of there? The name of the place, you know, the third time they, you know, dig the ground. Yeah, the last one. They called their Rehoboth means he's spacious. It's a extended, a bigger, spacious. That's now we can think about the now seeking toward to the spiritual blessing. now seeking toward the spiritual blessing. After that, what they do? They move to, end up to move where? Yeah, Vilseva. Vilseva is out of territory of Philistines. No longer they can, their influence reach to the Isaac. So what Isaac did there? Yes. He built all the he offered to God. That's blessings. And now also, this is, so now you say, what happened? What happened then you read and then trying to figure out in your mind the story, you know, flowing yourself. So you know, it says who did, who's in there and what happened. And then you say, what are the result end up? They're talking about a spiritual blessing. Yeah, there is a physical blessing. But believing the Lord Jesus Christ is not seeking for physical blessing. We're seeking for spiritual blessing. It doesn't mean that your physical life is chaos. No. God feeding us anyway. Seek His kingdom and righteousness. It's okay. God provide us. Where did it take a place? And they mentioned about it. When did it take a place? During the famine. During the famine. And why did it happen? Anybody? It can be different your view because, you know, I can, maybe my view, your view may be different. It's okay. Why did it happen?
Why did it happen? Anybody? In this passage?
Why these things happen ultimately? For me, it's because God bless him. Because God wants to bless him. So this is the God's way of blessing. So all this, you know, route, you know, God just bring to all the way to, you know, all the way to Gerar, to even there, staying there, all the way to, after three times digging the ground, to the reach the Baal Seba. And then God showed up to him. That's the conclusions. I want to bless you. So the way he responds is build the altar, praising God. So that's Christians' life. Now Isaac, on the way, how are things accomplished? You can say many things. Anyway, because we can go to the next one, the spiritual significance. Now we know the whole entire story, right? And then now the next step is now read the passage again along with your notes. Now, because we just read, I know I should have given you at first so you can have go through. But anyway, and number two is, so what was the life of the person like without a relationship with God? How did this person's relationship with God begin? What did God to get this person's attention? How did the person respond to God? These questions are actually very good questions. How did the person carry on his relationship with God? You can think about it. This is a good question, actually. What if you are there, that you don't have a relationship with God? Maybe you don't receive this blessing, definitely. The relationship with God, today is your relationship with God, my relationship with God. Maybe today is nothing different. But maybe after years, maybe this year of December, because my relationship with God today, it came out as a result after 12 months. Is it possible? Maybe next month you suffer. Maybe after next month still you suffer. But end up, if you have a good relationship with God, then this relationship helps you end up to receive the blessing of God. But then, receiving the blessing is not like, you know, from open your eyes, you look at the heaven, then, you know,
the blessing is coming down from straight from the sky down to in front of you. So this story telling us how you can receive the blessing. So if you are in the Isaac's position, that you find out that this process, you find out the process. So you can find out his characters, and his good point and weak point also. But because of he willing to follow, yet there's his weakness, but God protect him, just like his wife. God protect him. God protect his wife. Yes, we can say that's Isaac's fault, Isaac's weakness, but still, God protect him. Because Isaac is in the way of the God's blessing. That's a different, the direction is changed, and that's a different story. Yeah. The question is, how did the person carry on his relationship with God? He mentions an example like prayer, obedience, serve to God, and other people, worship. What is the major, I can say, if you pointed out three of them, the major key for the Isaac, he received a blessing from God. If you find out the three points. Can anybody? Can you bring some three of them from this story? Three, you know, good points.
Yeah, I myself also not clear too. Mm-hmm. What are the three main points you can learn from the Isaac for his spiritual success? It was hard to put in order to make it in order. This is a good point. This is good. Because this is a common understanding, right? This, once you read, you understand. You're the many of our teachers, right? You ask your students, they answer maybe a similar answer going out of them. But yes, it is a very simple answer, yet this is foundation of where we receive the blessing from God. So perseverance. Then we can think about perseverance. Why perseverance is so important? Because we can reach the God's plan. Just I mentioned that when you eat the fruit, it's not ripened, then this is sour. But wait until the fully ripened, then this is sweet. So God knows what's the best time. So just like a patient itself, for example, coming close to graduate, finish your college, or you're getting a job, or you find out the spouse. Patient So important. Patience. Don't move first. But who is the one initiating? Let the bathroom initiate first. Then your life will be very simple. Because you follow what God said, you move, remove, then it's easy. But if you move yourself first step, then you are insecure already. Because you stage it by your own way to step forward, right? But once you've got forward, you follow, then it's simple. Have you thought about the Peter? He wants to walk on the water. I didn't have the chance to walk on the water. But, Jesus walked on the water, and he was in the boat. And then I see that Jesus walking. Do you remember what he said? I mean, what Peter said? He wants to walk, right? What Peter said? Let me walk. And if you, what is that? I forgot. That's why I asked him. So let me walk in the world. If you're my Lord, let me walk. He walked. This is impossible thing. Impossible thing. But because Jesus led him to walk. So come, so he walked. But he sank himself, he just, down, and then he pulled him out. Please help me, so he pulled him out. From this on, actually, good experience, actually. When Jesus saved him, have you thought about it? Jesus saved Peter out of the water. From there, he had to walk back to the boat. Do you think so? Or Jesus, pulled him out, and then, oh, you have a little face, and pull in here like a baby, and then you walk in. Because I'm sure that he experienced of God there. Bible doesn't say he walked with Jesus back to the boat. Bible doesn't say. But you use your own imagination. He experienced, he walked with the Lord Jesus. Well, don't say that. TJ says, Bible doesn't say, but he's saying that using his imagination to preach the fairy, something else. No, what I'm saying is you can bring your imagination into it. Walk with God. Walk with God. It's such a wonderful thing. Is enough to finish. Well, all this question is very good question, so hopefully you can follow the questions. And the number three is, it is not enough to learn the literal meaning. Now we come to the script, because I explained that some of the spiritual teaching. But here I mentioned the seven questions. This one you can find any place. Once your computer, you find out this is a very common questions. Every time when we study the Bible, using these seven of them, you can go to 7Q to find out the spiritual teaching. And also when we want to hear the voice of God, this seven question is very precious. Is there a sin for me to avoid? Through the story, through the story of Isaac. If I am not making the mistake, I'm not the same Isaac, then you are on the way, a wrong way of step. Then you actually walk away from the blessing of God. And also that may be against the God. Then it can be sin that you have to avoid. Right? And then, is there the sin for me to turn away from? And think about it. Is there a promise for me to claim? I like to wonder when a God show up to God talked to Isaac. God gave him a promise, so let him to hold it. Is there a praise to give?
Is that a pray to pray? Is there an example for me to follow? Is that a command for me to obey? So this is seven questions in helping me to find out about the Isa. And also, that story, within the story, if I am the not Isa, then let myself to be Isa, so I can receive the same blessing that you receive. Any question? I know that you already, you know, go over like the Bible study. This is one of them. It's not nothing special. So, do you have any questions for this? I know if you ask, I cannot answer. But I hope you can, 2014,
I've continued to faithful to God and also yeah, I'm so glad I finished almost my class, so thank God. And also most important thing is keep faithful to God in 2014. So make victorious Christian life to be 2014. Yeah, thank you. Let's pray in silence. Amen.